Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, we're giving away another purse today for Pick Your Purse. We'll be doing that at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour today. So if you get a weird phone number calling you, you might want to pick it up because it could be us wanting to hand you one of these incredible designer purses. Now, how does Pick Your Purse work, Katie?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, the last week, so it is so exciting for everyone. Get to mix100.com. Check out the purses, first of all, and then see how you can win. You're just listening for those keywords that we're throwing out here at the station. So in the 7 o'clock hour, you'll get another one. You just text that right back in. That is your entry for Pick Your Purse. And then the more you text, the more you could win. And as this is the last week, so there will be just one more purse up on that board. We're going to do something fun with it and put some concert tickets in it, I imagine, along with that Mix $100 bill. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this last week of Pick Your Purse. Whoa, and find out all about it.
Puberty.
Mix 100.
I don't know. You have to clean that mic off, actually.
Mix100.com. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, good luck, everybody. And keep an eye on your phone. 8 o'clock hour today. We'll be calling one lucky listener. I might be a little more cranky than usual today. I'm fasting because today's my physical, so I got to go in and get my physical done today. You know, the blood draw and all that.
Yeah.
And I think today's the first day or the first time that I will get the finger in the rear end. I have never had the prostate exam, and last year my doctor was like, all right, we got to probably another year. We'll give you another year, and we'll probably do the prostate check next.
You might love it.
So honestly, I've been preparing. I've been stretching. I've been doing
squats,
Kegels. I've been doing anal Kegels, and you know, I'm just kidding. I'm preparing myself.
I don't know how to do those.
So I think today's going to be the day where I become very, very intimate with my doctor.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
But yeah, like Josh said, I mean, I might be like, hey, you know what? While you're in there, do it again. Let's do it again.
Let's thorough check thoroughly.
I feel like two fingers.
Sir, I would like
really
a second opinion, please. Do it again.
Jeez. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be one of those days, too, where I wander in and they're going to have like a student in there, too. They're going to be like, okay, if we observe, we got a student in here. Probably like two or three of them in the waiting room there with me. They might all run through me. I don't know. Everybody, come on. Why not? Everybody. Everybody all at once. Come on.
Everybody gets a turn.
For 30 minutes.
Anyway, so that's going on.
Okay.
And it's perfect timing because, you know, my finger journey I'm on right now. My finger is jacked up. We don't know what's wrong with it. And it's the size of two fingers put together. Anyway, that's going on. I've got this weird back issue that I threw my back out somehow. And then get this. I spent about 10 hours this weekend drywalling my basement, and I fell off some scaffolding.
Did you really?
I fell to my death. I plunged to the ground, and I jacked up my ankle. So now, good timing because I can go in today and be like, hey, did I break this?
Are you like serious?
I'm in really bad pain, you guys. Really bad pain. But that just means I'm active and I'm doing things. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Yeah, like, be careful.
You fell off scaffolding?
I fell down. Yeah, yeah. And then just like caught myself on my ankle and twisted it. You know?
Oh, gosh.
So, I was like, so it was the size of a softball last night. Still feeling pretty bad.
Why are you using scaffolding in your basement?
I have to get up high, ceilings and stuff. So yeah, I stepped off and
Oh my gosh, Jeremy.
And then I just was laying on there on the floor after it happened. I just looked at the ceiling. I was just like,
wait.
I just started laughing.
This is
like,
my life.
You have cameras in your basement, don't you?
Not right now.
I was like, we need
I'm
to
doing
see
work
the footage.
Down there, so. I know. I wish I had had it.
Darn it.
So, and it's on the same side. So it's my left side. So my finger on my left hand, I can't make a fist. And now I can't put full pressure on my left foot. So
you're jacked up.
I'm a mess, you guys.
The perfect time to get your butt checked
and
out.
And now I got to have a finger in my butt today.
Go do it.
Man.
They might use your own because it's huge.
Exactly.
I know, right? Can I do it? No, I want the smallest finger possible.
Yeah, right? You don't want a big finger.
Doc, can you use your pinky?
Use the pinky. And why is this still a thing? Don't we have better tests than just shoving a finger in there and pushing?
Exactly.
There's got to be a better test for this.
If AI could be used for anything. It seems like this is the job.
The old prostate
exam. This is it. Oh my goodness.
And I heard, never mind. I heard you can leak a little. Like,
what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, out of the front.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're squeezing and pushing. So
oh,
you might
yeah, it
leak
makes you feel like you have to.
You ever see American Pie?
Go wee wee.
Yeah. Katie.
Look, this might be a really good doctor's visit.
Listen,
for
it's
you.
Gonna tomorrow's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna have a story.
You're gonna come in.
He
just
squeezed me and I peed everywhere.
And always.
I thought they just like it was a quick in and out. Is he like exploring in there?
I think he gets in there. He puts on some scuba gear.
Does a little
and a snorkel.
What?
Like, hey, while you're in there, try to find my watch. Should I do a selfie while he's back
you
there?
You should. Yeah.
Selfie.
Yeah. You're talking about us getting more like on the gram. That's how we do it.
Yeah, that's how you get the likes.
Yes.
That's how you get the likes. Oh, God. What the hell is going on? Oh, we've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Does anybody care? Probably not.
Sure.
Bad Company, White Stripes, Outkast, Cyndi Lauper, and Soundgarden inducted into the Hall of Fame. I did take a few minutes over the weekend. I watched Jim Carrey's speech as he inducted Soundgarden and was talking about the late and great Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And they were good friends. So it was a pretty good speech, actually. The Jim Carrey shtick, you know, I used to be all in with that guy.
You, like,
they called me Ace
him.
In high school because I did so many Ace Ventura impressions. He was, like, my idol. Now that he's, God, what is he, pushing 60? The shtick is
60,
just not, it's...
It's just not.
It's time to.
He did
wrap
something kind of cool though.
Time to stop it.
He met up with Taylor Momsen
yes.
for the first time in like 25 years, right?
From the Grinch.
That's
kind
of cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like a big rocker now. She's like a total artist and stuff, which is crazy because she was just a sweet little Cyndi Lou Who.
I know her little Cyndi voice.
Oh God. Thoughts and prayers to Kim Kardashian. She announced on Instagram on Saturday that she failed the California bar exam. But still remains committed to her legal career.
Good for her.
She said she was so close to passing. She called it a setback, but fuel for motivation. And then she wrote, 6 years into this law journey, I'm still all in until I pass the bar. The
you
law
know what?
Journey?
What's the point?
I appreciate her being honest about it because, like, that family is all smoke and mirrors. So the fact that she was actually transparent about something. I mean, we all fail. We all fail on our way to success. So I think that this makes her the most relatable I've ever felt to Kim Kardashian.
Well,
so
shortly thereafter, she went to a beach and posted, like, 17 sexy shots of her laying all over the beach. I'm like, okay, she's fine.
The smallest waist ever. I'm like, there's where it is.
She is just like. Us, isn't she? Just like us. ABC has greenlit a new game show hosted by Nate Bargatze.
Hey!
It's called The Greatest Average American. It'll challenge contestants to guess how everyday Americans think and live through trivia questions and challenges. You can get cash and prizes. It actually says winners will receive $67,000 in cash, matching the average U.S. salary. So that's kind of a
oh, that's
fun
kind
shtick.
Of funny.
So anyway, I'll watch it. I'll watch one or two episodes.
Well, he's super funny. I'll definitely watch it for him just to see what he brings to a TV show.
Soup's funny. Yeah. And then, Katie, Wendy's is planning to close about 300 restaurants across the United States over the next year to improve profitability. It's going to be like underperforming stores. They're going to shut them down. Closures will begin at the end of this year and continue through next year. So 300 stores. I think they've got like 6,000 locations, so it's not that big of a dent, but it's still a lot of people losing their jobs and a lot of stores closing down.
I can tell them right now that the pro move is to take away those AI people ordering, like the order
system.
The kiosks,
the drive-through?
The drive-through.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure. Like, they don't give you any time to think. Like, they don't. And it's just like, I just need a second. Okay, take your time. I'm here.
For
Are you
me,
ready?
It's like, shocking because it's like, hello, welcome to Wendy's. What can we get for you? Go ahead and order.
Yes.
And you order, and then somebody comes back on and they're like, okay, that'll be $2.45.
It's
go ahead and roll
high
to the
teenager.
Next window. It's too shocking.
We need
it's
you
two
to
different
have the
voices.
Same oomph as the AI.
Go ahead and order now.
I don't like it, though. There's too much. Like, they don't. It's not the normal human where it's like they give you the space to think and respond. It is so quick. And I'm just like, you need to give me some time.
I know we're supposed to be doing the hype right now, but you should probably tell your story about the credit card machine there.
Yeah.
Right now, I want you to tell it right now.
We went through Wendy's and they were like, when we got up to the window, they're like, hey, our card machine just went down, so we can't take any cards. So unless you have cash, we're just going to give the few people in line their food for free. And I actually said to them, I was like, well, I do have cash. I can just pay you guys cash. It's fine, you know. And they were, and the girls, and they're like, you could have just said you didn't have cash.
You were
babysitting. Yeah. And I was like, well, I did, though. And I think that that's important for you to know. Like, believe me, there's times in my life where I would have been like, oh, no cash, sorry, give me my food.
But they
for
actually
free.
Said, we'll just give you your food?
Yeah, there were people in front of me. They were just giving them their food.
Well, then why'd you pay?
Because the girls were in the car with me, and I did
have
cash.
It's a good example, Katie.
And they They knew I had cash because their mom gave me $50 to have them for the weekend just to go get food and everything. So they knew I had cash. They knew I had it in my wallet.
Miss Katie, you have cash.
Exactly. So if I would have said, sorry, I didn't have any cash, that would have been a really bad lesson. That
would
have
been a bad
move.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
That would have been a bad move on my part.
But Miss Katie, shut up.
Yeah. We're getting free food.
They would have told their mom, too.
They would have.
They would have.
Yeah, but I know her mom, and she would have been like, whatever.
I know. The person at the window, they probably would have said something. They're that kind of girls.
She's got
right?
cash.
Exactly.
She's a liar.
But you do have cash, Katie. My mom gave you $50. Like, they would have said something. I would have been embarrassed. I just know it. So in that case, I told the truth. That was the truth. I told the truth.
You're a good
And we
human.
Got our food. I will tell you
I'm
this.
I'm very happy that you did that.
So the person
I've
at
been
the
like,
window.
I don't have any cash.
The person at the window was like, hey, for the inconvenience here, everybody gets a free Frosty. So we did each get a free little Frosty, the little small Frosty thing. And so I was like, hey, there's our good deed.
Why didn't you go, oh, no, this wasn't inconvenient for me. I had cash. Go ahead and keep those Frosties.
Because that was a good lesson to show the kids. Hey, when you are truthful and honest, sometimes you're rewarded for that behavior as well, you know? So I thought it was a good lesson, and I would do the same thing.
I can't believe that they would just say our credit cards or machine is down, so now we'll just give everybody everything for free.
Well,
wouldn't
if
they
I
just
was
going like, to
pay
nah.
for my card, if I was going to give them my card,
so
and they're like,
down,
our
you don't
card
get food
isn't
now.
Working. No, they gave. I still, it's not my fault their card isn't working. Like that, I'm pretty sure most places would just give
you
the food. Yeah, don't you think?
Yes.
Most places would just give you the food.
Drive-through or inside? I worked there.
It was drive-through. Yeah, drive.
Now I would just close that window.
Would you
put something up in front of it?
Sorry, we're out of beef.
Keep going. Keep going. No junior bacon cheeseburgers today.
No,
sorry,
they
bro.
Were super kind about it, and
that's
yeah.
probably why they're closing down. They're giving food away for free.
You got a
it's
big heart, Katie.
Funny, yeah. Oh, thank you.
New cashier.
Oh, thank you.
What else we got? Who wants to go? Josh, you got some John Elway news?
Sure. Yeah, we can talk about it. John Elway, a new documentary is coming out that will recount his life and career with the Denver Broncos. Obviously, all of us Denverites know that he's an absolute legend. The dude ended up tearing his ACL in high school, never got his ACL repaired his entire college and NFL career, and played like he did, which is unbelievable. That's unheard of nowadays, especially because back in the 80s or 70s when he was in high school, those surgeries were so much worse than what they are now. They're very clean, very in and out. But now, back in the day, it was very invasive. This new documentary will be talking about how legendary his career was, from going being drafted by the New York Yankees out of college, drafted by the Indianapolis Colts saying, I'm not going to play for you, Baltimore Colts at the time, and then ending up with the Denver Broncos, going to 5 Super Bowls altogether, winning the last 2 of his career to cap off his legendary career. There's no date yet about when it is
Netflix,
coming out.
Right?
Netflix is making it, but the executive producer is Peyton Manning with Omaha Productions. So I think that's really cool. Obviously, Peyton Manning, a legend here as well, but he pays a lot of homage to John Elway and knows how incredible his career was. And then John Elway obviously winning his final Super Bowl with Peyton Manning as the president of operations. Mm-hmm. So we will let you know when that comes out. I'm excited. I think obviously all of us were huge John Elway fans growing up because he's so legendary, and I think it'll be really good.
Right on.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, and that's the thing is the, you know, that film premiering at the Denver Film Festival over the weekend, and there were a lot of stars in present there with Lucy Liu in attendance.
No way.
From Charlie's Angels?
From Charlie's Angel.
She was in Kill Bill,
Ishii.
Too. Yeah,
from Kill Bill as well. So she was honored with the John Cassavetes Award, so that recognizes her contributions to filmmaking and creative expression. I also have her latest work there at the film festival that they were featuring called Rosemead. So that was a big deal out there for the Denver Film Festival. And then this one, because DIA now, they've been in the news quite a bit the last couple weeks, what with cancellations and everything going on with the government. Hopefully we see some kind of, you know, refuge from that. But the big news coming from the airport today, Denver Police Department asking the community for information on a man accused of stealing luggage. Why?
Again?
Why? There's, and they have pictures of him literally just rolling up, grabbing a suitcase and dipping. And he has been doing this for months. They have found him stealing several suitcases from DIA from like June through October.
We've all wanted
been
to do
out
it.
There.
We've all wanted to do it.
Have
Not
you?
Really?
Yep. Really?
Just, yes. Oh my God. You've never thought about it? It's
no.
Like, it's such a, you could just grab whatever you want and leave. Not that I would, but as you're standing there watching all the bags come up, you got to be thinking like, there's got to be a better way. Because anybody could just grab your bag and walk away.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I've always thought it could be more regulated. Mm-hmm. And even when it's my own bag, I feel like I have to make a big production
this
of grabbing
mine.
It. Exactly.
Read
otherwise,
the tag.
People
yep,
are gonna
Katie.
Like, oh, look, the rose gold.
Yeah,
I'm the rose
I'm
gold.
I'm the same way.
That's me. I'm the rose gold.
I'm always
like
yelling.
It's a big
make
production.
Sure you see the one with the yellow tag. Yeah. It's the yellow tag is ours. Do you see it?
Exactly. You know? I do the same thing. So I can understand why people like would think that this is
there's
easy.
Some nice bags that come up that thing. I'm like, that's a nice suitcase.
Yeah.
I would take it.
He's facing some felony charges there because of all the suitcases that he's stolen too.
Yeah,
so,
obviously
yeah.
don't.
Don't do it. But yeah, I mean,
I
apparently
sound incredibly bad today that one, I would lie about having cash at Wendy's.
Yeah.
And two, that I would take bags money. From the carousel at DIA.
Yeah, I know.
Is there anything else I can break the law with this morning?
I know.
I did 70 and a 65 on the way to work today, too.
Oh, my God.
55 and a 50.
How do you feel about other people's wives? There we go. Cap it off.
Gosh.
Coveting all day.
Yeah.
So you're terrible.
It's not a good look for Jeremy this morning.
No,
not a good look.
On one today, aren't
right
you?
After the show today, though, I am volunteering at an orphanage at a
Are
church.
You? Yeah. Okay, so, good. There you go.
I'm going to take a kid.
I'll make up for it.
Are you
no,
steal a
I don't
child?
Want, no, God, no.
That's right, the last that's, thing I want
no,
another
you're right.
kid.
Sorry.
Not,
do not want another child. We're good there.